Intro. Instead of reviewing ambient rhetoric, where review means the process of going over a subject again and study or recitation in order to fix it in the memory or summarize the facts, I'm going to offer an ambient and dwelling of the book as a kind of thing or object a user can inhabit momentarily. This is to attune rhetoric to ambience, which is also to change how we inhabit the field of rhetoric, which means, again, to change how we inhabit and re-engage with its scholarship and text. In this way, my review is a tiny experience of ambient rhetoric's main arguments as I inhabit them. To read the book, then, would be a wholly other experience as I seek to offer an enactment of the text through, with, and around media and your collaboration. As I offer this experience, I'm trying to remain faithful to what I feel and see and hear as Rickard's intervention into a shifting away from a rhetoric of suasion and speakers, hearers, and towards entanglement and digital environments that create multi-sensorial and multi-level experiences. I could make a speaker-hearer argument about this text, but instead I make an offering of this text via the ambient networks we're already entangled in. Yet my aim is to make them more palpable, more palpable. This digital review is not meant to be exhaustive, nor to stand in for the text. It is, rather, one understanding of the book as a surrounding. It encompasses various shades of meaning, but largely it refers to what is lying around, surrounding, encircling, encompassing, or environing.